pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors meeting, December 13th, 2022. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
What about you, Sarah?
I have none.
Move on, meet with department heads and elected officials. Sarah Doty, payroll clerk for auditor's office.
Good morning. Just keeping busy working on payroll this week. We do have the new county website up and running. I'm sure Colin will update a little bit more, but if you are subscribed to receive our notices, there's a new link you need to go subscribe to. It's listed at the bottom of the agenda here, so. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always. We did officially launch the new website there last week, so that was pretty exciting. Been doing some training and stuff with the department heads on their pages, but better than that, nothing really new to report.
I like that bridge.
Yeah, I like that shot. It's a pretty good shot.
Good shot. Thank you. Terry Johnson, county auditor.
Good morning. Just keeping busy. We finally buttoned up the election on the state website last week, but we still have lots of cleanup, things to put away and organize and take care of. Janelle is not here this morning. She had to go pick her child up. He was sick. So she just wanted me to mention that they have closed their application process and they'll be reviewing those soon. So
Okay. That's
for the director.
Okay, thank you. And thanks for beating Georgia.
Georgia.
Want to get in your election.
Oh.
File.
Yeah.
Just, never mind.
Yeah, never mind. They have their own issues.
Ken, how's the sailor agent doing?
Good morning. Going well. Tomorrow is a lot of our stakeholder and governing board meetings are tomorrow in Mount Pleasant. And then the next day is management team all day in Mount Pleasant. So I'll be out of the county for a couple of days, but everything's going well, just normal business.
Sealer region buying their trust board dinner tomorrow, are they?
Not that I heard.
Oh, okay. Well, you took over our meeting room.
That's true. We should sometime.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Lisa, how's the attorney's office?
Nothing new to report, just staying busy and putting out fires from trash cans to dumpsters.
Can I interrupt for just a moment?
Sure.
I got a phone call from Bob Saar yesterday. It seems he's going to be returning as the reporter.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, anyway, so he told me, he said that he wouldn't be here today because he had jury duty.
Yes.
And I said, I'm going to tell the county attorney that you might be armed. And he laughed because he thought I was kidding. So I just told you. So if you guys have to throw him to the ground and give him a cavity search up there in the courtroom, probably be well within your rights.
Do we have a motion?
The courtrooms, firearms are not allowed, so we will let...
Keep an eye on it.
The sheriff and their crew handle it. But yeah, we do have a trial going on today. Terry would have began jury selection about 5 minutes ago.
Thanks, Lisa. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Going to try to go back to ditching until the rain shows up today and doing some other minor maintenance stuff. Contractor's still working on the bridge, so things are still moving. See how long the weather plays along. So I'm working on budget. I'm guessing like about everybody else. So other than that, we're good. I do need some input from you guys. It's no rush, but I'd like to see what you, the board's thinking about trying to gather any sort of input for that sea level request that we received last week from Mr. Wirt. In the past, I've sent letters basically to adjacent landowners, and then let's face it, they all signed, all but one signed a petition. but at least making them aware that we've received the petition and that if they have any questions or comments, you know, here's the policy, here's what's being proposed, just so they see it again, that kind of a thing. Do you guys want anything beyond that? Do you want any other landowners notified or something beyond that? Because normally what I do is I just put a letter together and say, we're working towards this. If you're interested, let me know. And when we have the dates set up, I'll make you aware. Or if you have comments, you can contact the Board of Supervisors or me or that kind of a thing. It's been a while since I've done it, but I just didn't know if you guys had anything specific in mind before I moved forward with something.
I don't have anything specific. I think everybody really lives in that area pretty well. You've got covered on that, so they all know about it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel it's important to go ahead and send a letter at least to the adjacent landowners just because the petition was signed this summer and it's been a stretch of time and maybe somebody's changed their mind and they want to share that. I mean, so I think that's important. I didn't want to undershoot if you guys had something else that you wanted me to do as far as neighboring landowners, 1 mile area, something. I don't know. I'm not sending any more than you guys want me to send.
Your usual letter sounds fine to me.
Okay, I'll work on that and get it out there so it can land in people's laps over the holidays and give them a while to get back to us and stuff. So probably next week, but I'll put something together. I'll let you guys, I'll scan an email it or drop it off in your desk or something so you know what I send out.
Yeah. Put Shane's phone number on that in case I got a complaint.
Absolutely. Home address, phone number, parties, appointments.
Put Terry's on there because she's not going to be here.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. So I guess I just have one thing from our board meeting last week. You couldn't make it, so we were going to present you with this certificate of appreciation there, but I'll do it here. So as I've been told, Shane's going to take over your spot as liaison to the Board of Supervisors, and so me and the board wanted to present you with this certificate of appreciation for your service to Des Moines County Conservation as liaison to the Board of Supervisors and all the work you've done being a champion for conservation parks the last few years. So.
Thank you.
Other than that, that's good about all I got.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Zach James, Regional Planning.
Yeah, good morning. Not a whole lot new going on. It's been a little slow with kind of permits and subdivisions, things like that. We do have a kind of a backlog of subdivisions to get recorded, just waiting on some attorneys to get some things set up. But other than that, still moving forward on wind and solar ordinances. I got a couple calls with some folks set up this week just to do some review through that. I don't know if you guys still want to try and do a work session like next week, or if you want to wait a few more weeks and do something after the holidays. Or
let's wait until after the holidays.
I agree.
That's
things
fine
are starting
with me.
To get crowded.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we're going to have budget hearing.
I started going through some of that stuff and actually got a phone call in.
Yeah, Jordan said you'd talk to him a little bit.
Yeah,
so that's why. That's kind of why I was asking. Yeah. I thought maybe you guys might want to wait. So, and that's
funding requirement.
Yeah. Other than that, nothing else really new to report.
Okay, thank you. Now go back to Kristen, Public Health.
Good morning. Just want to remind everybody that we're seeing a lot of upper respiratory things going out in the community as well as the schools. And so, you know, again, the same old thing as far as, you know, good hand washing, staying home when you're sick, because we are seeing that rise. We are still giving the flu shots. It takes about 2 weeks to get the antibodies, but we're just getting into the prime flu season. So we are seeing influenza A out in the community as well. So we give flu shots on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay, thank you, Kristen. Andrew, Safety Department.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. Unfortunately, that's never a good thing. Kevin's not here today. I know we all know that our jail numbers are up, and we always see increases out there when that happens. So, we've been seeing some stuff going on out there.
Okay, thank you. Rodney, maintenance.
Good morning. We had our website training yesterday. So I'm pretty sure I've already forgot half of what we went through yesterday, but.
You mean, you're saying Paul's not a good teacher?
No, it wasn't him.
Oh, okay.
He sat in on it so he can remind me of all the stuff I'm gonna forget, so. We haven't had our own page before, so just something new, learning, we're gonna have to work through, so. Been lucky enough to have Colin in the auditor's office to help us with a few things that, when we did have things to post, so. I appreciate their help, but we're kind of on our own page now, so. We got a few things set up on there already, that the designers kind of put together, so it's just something we're gonna continue to work on, so. If anybody sees anything that we may need on there, or they would like to see on our part of the website page, just let us know. Other than that, I have a work session after the meeting.
You know, you could delegate that to Jack, let him take care of that.
That's the plan.
That would end all your problems for you.
That's part of the plan.
I think Jack's got a bad attitude this morning.
Okay. Moving on to correspondence, either you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I have none.
I do not.
Yeah, we got one here from Regional Planning. It says here, thank you for your membership with Southeast Iowa Regional Planning. We truly appreciate the opportunity to have served Southeast Iowa for the past 49 years and look forward to serving you into the future. The board is comprised of 19 members from four counties, county reps, four of the two largest cities in each county, eight private sector members appointed by public representatives, four workforce development, one Southeast Community College, one Iowa Wesleyan University. Your current board member is Jim Carey, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Board member and appointed annually with terms expiring January 1, 2023. Please name a board appointee completed to approve the attached resolution and send to Southeast Iowa. Attention, Sherry Jones. Your appointment will caucus with the other two Southeast Iowa regional representatives of your county name, the private sector representative for the board. Your current private sector representative is Tim Fensel. It is encouraged that you appoint forms and received by Southeast Iowa Regional Planning January 15, 2023. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Executive Assistant, Sherry Jones, by phone 319-753-4322 or email sjones@seirpc.com. Sincerely, Mike Norris, Executive Director.
So you guys just need to decide who you're going to appoint, and then we will complete that resolution and get it on the agenda.
I don't think there's any doubt that Jim's performance earned him another term.
And Jim, there is another letter back behind there from something else. You have two correspondents. There's another letter back there. So we'll work on that resolution then, so then that way we can get Jim.
Congratulations, Jim.
Yeah, congratulations, Jim.
I was going to say, I like how she quickly changes the subject so he don't even get a chance to complain.
Congratulations, Jim.
Anybody hear a freight train go through here? Okay. We do have one here from the Burlington Area Homeless Shelter. It says, Des Moines County Auditor's Office. Our mission at the Burlington Area Homeless Shelter is to provide shelter and support to those who have become in need of temporary housing in Burlington and the surrounding areas, while maintaining the dignity and respect of the persons. BAHS provides meals, shelter, budgets, and personal goal planning, household assistance, and homeless bag outreach program. The staff at the BAHS partners with those in need to establish themselves as self-supporting and successful members of the community. All services provided by our nonprofit organizations are available to the people without bias of any characteristics protected by law. Homeless status, Iowa Homeless County Level Data Book 2022 Institute for Community Alliances. 2019, 217 people experienced shelter homeless in Des Moines County. In 2020, 328 experienced sheltered homeless in Des Moines County. In 2021, 343 experienced sheltered homeless in Des Moines County. BAHS statistics, December 21, November 22, we provided 1,141 nights of service. January 2022 to November 2022, we provided an additional service to 234 people. As I have looked into these numbers and listened to the stories of people struggling, it would be easy to feel despondent. But with the fierce spark of determination, community pride, and good old-fashioned Midwestern resilience, I have hope for a brighter tomorrow. This is fueled by the outpouring of love and support I have seen from our community since I have started as the new executive director of the BAHS back in August. However, there is still a great need in our community. Prices and cost of living goods goes up. We have seen a dip in our donations. I humbly ask that you send a monetary donation to the Burlington Area Homeless Shelter. Donations may be tax deductible. We are entirely funded by donations from local individuals, businesses, groups, and the Burlington and West Burlington Area United Way. We have an estimated budget of $183,037 for 2023. Please help us carry on our mission. We're only able to do what we do thanks to the generosity and support of people like you. Thank you sincerely, Amanda Smaley, Executive Director. Discussion and vote. We have a payroll reimbursement claim in the amount of $868.99. Non-cashable was $120.77.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Threw me off when he said my middle name.
That was a smooth move.
Yeah. Trouble.
That means he wants your attention.
Right.
That's what her mother used to say.
Oh.
Cut that out.
I think these coffee mornings with my father are going to be stopping soon.
True. Okay. We have resolution 2022-076 approving Dankworth Park Playground funding. Whereas Des Moines County, Iowa has been requesting and pledged financial support for the improvements of the Dankworth Park Playground located in Burlington, Iowa, and whereas the residents of Des Moines County would benefit from such improvements. Therefore, with the understanding and reliance and the agreement to the advertisement above, be it resolved, Des Moines County pledges and commits $50,000 in fiscal year 23 to the Dankworth Park Playground project.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Where's here? Is it still true your name in the bathrooms after Tom?
Under consideration.
What? I'll bet it is.
Now we have a resolution 2077, setting the date and time for the fiscal year 23 budget amendment. Board of Supervisors hereby fixes the time and place for the public hearing on the fiscal 23 budget amendment for Tuesday, January the 3rd, 2023 at 9 a.m. in the boardroom for Des Moines County Courthouse. The Des Moines County Budget Director is hereby directed to publish the notice and estimated summary as required by law. The resolution shall take effect immediately.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Resolution 2022-078 approving the Capitol Theater funding request. Well, I'm reading today. I'm not used to this. Whereas Des Moines County has been requested to pledge financial support for the improvements to the Capitol Theater located in Burlington, Iowa, and whereas the residents of Des Moines County would benefit from such improvements. Therefore, with the understanding and reliance and agreement and the advertisements above, be it resolved that Des Moines County pledges and commits $5,000 in fiscal year 23 to the Capitol Theater project.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Request for suspended mobile home taxes. This comes from Frazier's office. Deb Moore said the mobile home above in the parcel was delayed for taxes. This is in with to do with. What's your wishes on this, gentlemen?
DHS, that's suspending on the taxes that we do when they sell or that property or that individual becomes able to make those payments. Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yep. Okay, now we have appointments, township clerk and trustees. I think we'll sign these after the meeting, after we go through it. We'll approve all these at once, but I will read. We have the township request for appointment for Benton County. Is Gary Kester. We have the township for Concordia County, town clerk. This is for Christine Horn. We have the Danville township clerk, Deanne Parrott. We have the.
Did we have two for Danville?
Yeah, we got another here. It's right here.
Okay, I'm in.
We have another for Danville for the trustee is Matt Parrott. And we have Flint River Township. We have the trustee is Ted Horn. We have the Flint River Township, the trustee, Doug Beckman. And we have the Flint River Township for the clerk, it's Cody Piper. And we have the Franklin Township for the trustee, is Ed Gerst. We have the Franklin Township for the clerk, which is Dan Everhart. We have the Kieran for the trustee, which is Ken, and I can't read the last name. Fritz?
Looks like Fred, not Kevin, it's Fred.
It must be somebody new.
I don't know.
There's several new ones in there.
They write like I do.
No, you're fine.
There are some Fritzes.
Fritzes.
I mean,
looks
I don't like
that's Fred.
Old, but.
Did you say it was Union Township?
Friending?
Here in Township.
Oh.
I think that'd be more Union than Fritz,
yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe there's.
You know, Tom, you write bad. Can you read that?
Hey, look at the paper behind
Friending.
It.
Friending.
Frank, anybody can read that.
His email address says Franking.
Pleasant Grove for the township, Dan Messer. Pleasant Grove for the clerk is Melissa Tucker. Tama Township for the clerk is Randy Flum. And Union Township for trustee is Don Brewer. And Union Township for the clerk is Erica Brewer. And Washington Township for the trustee is Robert Moore. And that completes them. And we shall sign these afterwards.
Motion to approve the appointment of the preceding townships, clerks, and trustees.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
And I'd like to say this is 2 years ago is when the second half of the townships, it was on the ballot whether to appoint or elect, and all of those townships went to appointing. So that is all of the townships now will appoint their trustees and their clerks, and there's quite a few new ones on there, so they're actively finding them, so it's working.
Thank you. Okay, we have personnel action for the sheriff's office. Lynette Van Sock.
Van
Soy. Resignation, November the 25th, 2022. Effective date, and the final rate of pay was $52,131.89.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Thanks for the service.
We have reports. We have the jail staff reports here for October of 2022. These will be on file in the auditor's office for the viewing of your own discretion. And we have the minutes for the regular meeting on December the 6th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. We have work session coming up next week. I don't think next week, I think. Not at all.
No.
Okay. Committee reports.
I attended Rogue Raider Burlington meeting this morning, and each department's busy approving budgets. And I attended the CIT meeting last week, and those are always interesting discussions and with the problems. And we've got at least, and I think you probably heard it, that there's maybe half a dozen folks with ongoing problems, you know, that don't want treatment, that create that up.
We have about, I would say, 6 to 10 that we see a lot.
Yeah.
Whether it's committals, whether it's police calls, but there are 6 to 10 that we struggle with.
Yeah, I looked at that a little bit, questions, and I sent some stuff to the SEAL region CEO, and they're looking at that too, about not necessarily commitment, but involuntary treatment. That there's each state has got a little different laws, and they're applied a little bit differently. So it's a shame to have somebody out there who's not thinking very clearly or has little insight into their own condition, and just to leave them out there to yeah.
Well, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the city of New York, because their language I don't think is a whole lot different, but I think they're taking a much more liberal interpretation of what danger to self is, and it'll be interesting to see how that flies in New York.
I saw that Mayor Adams is wanting to address that.
Because we have one case where right now he's doing well. he was in an RCF for a period of time. He's since been released back into the community. He's doing well right now. But law enforcement was called downtown repeatedly. But the problem was he didn't fit the criteria of being suicidal or homicidal. And so then finally there was an incident where he was
naked.
Completely naked, and it was about 30 below wind chills. So the doctors really kind of took a more liberal interpretation of that as to, okay, he's a danger to himself because he's not understanding you can't be completely naked on Jefferson Street in sub-zero temperatures. But prior to that, law enforcement had been called 50, 60 times. And they would take him to the hospital. The hospital would say he's not a danger to himself or anyone else, and he would be released. And 2 hours later, it was just a vicious cycle. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in New York, how they deal with some of the civil rights issues, because I know that's already in the works. But it'll be interesting to see how that broader interpretation of danger to self ends up being interpreted by the courts, and then what Iowa ends up doing with that. Because I think our doctors and our medical staff regard it as they're not suicidal. Whereas clearly their mental health condition makes them a little less insightful into taking care of their own basic needs and how far that interpretation goes. I think a lot of states are going to be looking at New York right now and Mayor Adams' approach to this very, very closely to see how far we can go with that interpretation. Or how we rewrite codes to more broadly define it so we can address the issues of that 6 to 10 people where that seems to be that little crack that they fall into. That they're not really hurting anybody, they're not really hurting, and I'm using air quotes, hurting themselves, but they are in a very indirect sort of way because they can.
If I had a family member, I would not want them going outside naked and 60 degrees.
That particular person has no family. He's pretty much on his own. So it truly was incumbent upon the system to address those needs. Like I said, he is back. Several people have seen him fully dressed, appropriate for the weather. So we'll see how long that lasts. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in New York.
It was an interesting anecdote.
And we have another young lady who doesn't seem to like to wear clothes.
Yeah. I don't know if it was in California, but for years and years and years, she was on the streets, and they tried to treat her on the streets, but give her, you know, her own freedom and stuff like that. Somehow or another, she ended up in treatment, and she's well now. So she ran into the person that was treating her on the streets, and he thought he was going to be thanked. And she said, "You left me on the streets for 10 years. How dare you?"
Wow.
You know, it's one of those things that there are multiple issues to deal with. Is it mental health? Is it substance abuse? Is it housing? Is it? And it's hard to take a one spot fixes all, because I think even each of those 6 to 10 people, their issues are very different.
Civil liberties come into it.
But yeah, but the one who, yeah, he doesn't have anything, so. It really is the system who has to end up taking care of
him. You know, there's still a lot to be said when they had the county home out here. A lot of them people, when they put them in the county home, they had nurses on staff. They could tell what was going on. To me, I still think that I agree with setting the ones out in the, you know, 4 to 6 bedrooms where they're at. But the county home still has a place. And because they had nurses on staff, they had people there to take care of them, and they could tell when these people were getting this way. My first wife was a nurse out there, and they had 90 people out there at one time. And then when they decided to close it down, they had to find places for these people. Some of them people ended up out on the streets, but they was happy out there.
Yeah, it was a good safety net back in the day.
It really was.
Okay. No, we just do the best with what we have. Yep. I know everybody, I think, is keeping an eye on New York City just to see how legally that all transpires, because I know there's already some questions about civil rights issues and those sorts of things. So it'll be interesting to watch that and see how it unfolds and how other counties can pick and choose what parts of that may work for them.
Thanks, Lisa.
Okay. Time for public input. Anybody from the public has anything to tell us and want to know, they can call 319-753-8203 extension 4 or email board@dmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes to do that. Does anybody in here have anything?
I want to thank the board again for your support for the playground project. We are looking to move forward with purchase of the equipment here shortly. It is a 6 to 7 month lead time on that equipment, and we'll continue to fundraise for installation. We're at a point where we can probably purchase the equipment, but we still have a ways to go to actually put it in the ground and get the site improved. So we're at kind of that first step in the process, but we know it's 6 to 7 months lead time, and then we'll continue to seek grant support and funding support to get the playground actually installed, so it's not just sitting out there, yeah, with the fence around it. So,
well, we already talked, since we're giving you 50 grand, we get to use the playground anytime we want for free.
Yeah. So we'll make that happen. But we appreciate the support.
Terry does too.
Supervisor's only day.
Yeah. It will be recognized. We will have a signboard out there with recognized at the donor level. So we appreciate it.
Just like Supervisor Island.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah. Supervisor Island.
I think if you put that on YouTube, you get more views. Watch you guys going down the slide,
and they're enjoying the
And Angie program. Standing there with her hand.
Tom, you're not being safe.
Yep. Zero.
We've got 30 seconds left. Anybody?
I do. Hey, since wintertime is coming up, there are people that will be homeless, doing the same thing again this year. Just get some backpacks together. So if anybody wants to make up a backpack, I've already got 5, but I'll take 10 more. If you got a backpack, you can put like warm stuff, baby wipes, stuff like that. If you were living out on the streets, socks, stuff like that. Anyways, they'll take it, they will, and there's sometimes you just can't do anything about it. I took a guy, this is just not too long ago, this guy was a sweetheart, met him up at the gas station on the corner of Division, bought him some coffee, just sweet and kind guy, and didn't have a place to stay. I said, man, I'm going to put you up for a night. I said, we got to figure something out with you. Anyways, put the guy up at Super 8. I got a phone call an hour and a half later, and the sweetheart guy was going off on the maintenance guy because he was on his medication and just flipped out. You know, I mean, didn't harm anybody, but just started getting loud. They had to put him out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, those are the things that just breaks your heart. Or the somebody outside at, you know, 30 degree below weather and stuff like that. So anyways, if you've got a heart and you want to do something, get a backpack. You can get them cheap and then just fill it up with stuff. And you can even bring it down here. I've got several people that we drive around and we look for people. We know some of the regulars, so just throwing that out there.
Okay, with an eye, we're out of here.
Aye.
Thank you, everybody.